The intersection of music and medicine is the subject of an essay that's getting some buzz around the country. Current State's Melissa Benmark joins us with more. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. I saw this and I just thought the listeners would love to hear this, given our interest in classical music around here. This essay that recently appeared in the journal Perspectives in Biology and Medicine asked the question, was Beethoven composing literally from the heart, i.e., could some of Beethoven's rhythmic inspiration have come from the irregularities of his own heartbeat? Now, I talked to one of the co-authors of the essay this week. Dr. Joel Howell is the Victor Vaughn Professor of History of Medicine and a professor in the departments of Internal Medicine, History, and Health Management and Policy at the University of Michigan. And I asked about how he and his co-authors came to write this essay.
First of all, we're friends, and we are almost a dream team of expertise if you wanted to look at Beethoven and his rhythms and his health, in that one of us, Zachary Goldberger, is a cardiologist, now at the University of Washington, was at the University of Michigan. Stephen Whiting is a musicologist. His area of expertise just happens to be Beethoven. And I myself am a medical historian. So when we started thinking about Beethoven and his diseases and his rhythms, it was a nice combination of sets of knowledge that we could put together to bring to bear on this question.
So you already knew each other and just sort of were kicking the idea around? And
exactly.
What heart condition do you think Beethoven possibly had based on some of the writings about him and what you hear in his music?
Well, that's a harder question to answer than might at first appear, because, of course, Beethoven's world was very different than our own in a couple of very important ways. First of all, the whole concept of heart disease that we have today didn't exist then. So most of the words we now use to describe the heart hadn't been invented yet. Second, obviously, tools, things like the electrocardiogram, didn't exist either. That being said, Beethoven's, as befits somebody of his standing in history, has been studied by a whole lot of people, and we know a lot about some of the diseases that he had. We know, for example, that he had profound deafness. That's clearly the case. But what might have caused his heart arrhythmias would include things potentially such as lead poisoning, hemochromatosis, and I think probably most likely alcohol abuse. He certainly drank an awful lot and at the end of his life suffered from heart failure and cirrhosis.
I thought that the lead poisoning theory had not really had legs. Maybe I haven't kept up with that.
I'm not sure if it does or not. I tossed it out as the way people have speculated about the various diseases he had. I think that the alcohol is probably the most likely cause of the heart disease that he had.
Interesting. Beethoven wrote a lot of music. How did you narrow it down in the course of putting this together to what pieces to listen to in order to kind of search for evidence that he did have a heart arrhythmia?
He did write a lot of music. We're fortunate in that Stephen Whiting, one of our co-authors, I think knows all of his music in detail, or at least most of it. The piano sonatas certainly stand out as being some of the more famous genres that he's written for, as well as the string quartets, which is what we drew from for our examples. Other people had hypothesized about some of these as well, and so we also used some secondary literature as we set about looking for examples.
Can you name the examples?
Sure. Now, this is in the paper, which is published in Perspectives in Biology and Medicine. So one of them, for example, would be the fifth movement of the string quartet in B-flat major, Opus 130, sometimes referred to as the cavatina. It has a section that's very, very interesting, in which the rhythm changes dramatically. And Beethoven has marked it beklempt, which is a German word that can mean heavy of heart. Now, heavy of heart, we think, could have at least two meanings here. One is perhaps the obvious, that he felt sad, heartsick, and that certainly fits with the music. But a symptom of heart disease now, and I assume a symptom of heart disease in Beethoven's time as well, is the sensation of heaviness. So, for example, if I'm trying to find out if a person I'm talking to who has chest pain is suffering from heart disease, I might ask them what it feels like. And if they say that it's squeezing or it's tight or it's heavy, the classic example would be they would say, I feel like an elephant is sitting on my chest. That's consistent with what we now understand as angina or coronary artery disease. So we wonder if maybe when Beethoven writes heavy of heart, he is referring literally to his own sensation of his heart being heavy. And thus this again is reflecting his heart disease.
It seems like of all the classical composers, you know, maybe with a possible exception of Mozart, Beethoven is the one in whose health we have apparently the biggest interest. There has been a lot of talk about some of the things that might have affected. Why do you think we are so fascinated with Beethoven's health?
Well, it starts with the fact that he is one of the great composers of the Western world, and thus he gets attention for everything. But perhaps it is because the one disease that we're absolutely certain he suffered from is deafness. And we know that at the end of his life, he was profoundly deaf. He could hear nothing. And the irony, the tragedy, the sheer emotional force of thinking of somebody creating this music that we all love to listen to, who never heard any of it except in his own head. I think that has moved people no end and has led them initially to ask why was Beethoven deaf, what caused his deafness, and this then leads to interest in his other health conditions.
Could the deafness have been a factor in him even noticing his own heartbeat?
I think it absolutely was. If you lie quietly this evening and let the rest of the world drift away, you may become aware of your own heartbeat. I think the people who have one sense diminished perhaps have a more acute sense of the other senses that are still left. And so when he lived in a world in which there was no external sound entering his mind, I think it's quite likely that he was more aware of what was going on within his own body. The heart is an amazing organ for every single one of us. It starts beating long before we're born and beats continuously until we die. That's a pretty amazing organ to keep going all that length of time. So it's not surprising that it's central to our sensations and perhaps central to his music as well.
I read that Beethoven actually had an autopsy after he died. Were any of you able to access that and look for any clues on this? Or?
Absolutely. He did have an autopsy after he died, and the autopsy did not find any evidence of heart disease. The problem with going too far in that interpretation is that a lot of the tools that we use now to look for heart disease didn't exist. They didn't have microscopes like we do now. They didn't have stains like we do now. They didn't have the same idea of heart disease. So we note that, but that does not dissuade us from our central argument, which I should probably hasten to add. This is pure speculation. We freely acknowledge that. We have no proof, and we will never, ever have any proof as to whether or not what we're theorizing about is accurate or not. It's simply speculation that's consistent with what we do know.
Dr. Joel Howell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.